This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A search for money for disaster relief in America and resettling people from Afghanistan. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The White House is looking for $24 billion to help with Hurricane Ida's aftermath, along with almost $6.5 billion to resettle evacuees from Afghanistan. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on the line with more. Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
$24 billion. White House is looking forward to secure for what?
Yeah, so folks over at the Office of Management and Budget actually said that more than $14 billion were already needed to address natural disasters. That's before Ida whipped through Louisiana, Mississippi, and the Eastern Seaboard. The $24 billion ask would specifically be used for things like community development block grants, emergency highway relief, and also Small Business Administration disaster loans. That's among other things.
And the other money for resettlement of people fleeing Taliban Afghanistan?
That's right. That money would be in order to help with transportation, government processing, public health screenings for folks who assisted U.S. forces and were evacuated from Afghanistan amid the rise of the Taliban. Now, the White House is asking for these funds to be delivered in the form of a short-term continuing resolution because Congress still hasn't passed a budget. Now, the proposed spending platform for the Biden administration would include some $3.5 trillion that would focus a lot of the spending on social and environmental programs. Republicans have vowed to block that. And you know, September 30th is the deadline for the annual appropriations bill to get passed in order to avoid a federal shutdown.
Oh, that. Marketplace's Andy Euler. Thank you. Let's check the market screens here. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 0.1% range. The 10-year Treasury yield is down slightly, 1.35% now. China's government is trying to ease the grind of raising a family there by clamping down on private companies involved in supplemental education. It is about quality of life, encouraging families to have more kids, and it is a consumer issue. Today, a new set of rules were unveiled to govern what had been a largely unregulated sector that includes tutoring. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more on that.
China's education ministry says a set of fresh regulations is intended to reduce pressure on the nation's school children. New rules would bar tutors from using what the government called underground methods to reach students. Those include setting up meetings online or in coffee shops. What's more, teachers from state schools will not be able to earn money outside school hours. Today's announcement comes after a massive overhaul in July of the country's $120 billion private tutoring sector. All institutions offering tuition on school curricula are now required to register as nonprofit organizations. That means they're not allowed to seek public financing and publicly listed companies cannot invest in them. The education sector is wrapped up in a series of sweeping regulatory changes that will be enacted over the next 5 years. They also target science, technology, and culture. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
It's a time to mark and reflect on the September 11th attacks, 20 years ago this weekend. A key focus is on New York's downtown or the Pentagon in Virginia. Here we're looking at Western Pennsylvania this week, where on September 11th, 2001, Flight 93 came down. The town of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, is a national memorial now. And we're taking this time to get a sense of the regional economy today, starting in the area's anchor, Marketplace's Nova Safo. Today joins us from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is our first stop. It is the nearest major city to Shanksville, and it is at the heart of Western Pennsylvania's regional economy. Now, that used to mean steel and coal. Those industries have shrunk. One person tracking that change is Christopher Bream. He's an economist with the University of Pittsburgh.
Here in Pittsburgh, heavy industry was very much tied to the rivers. It really needed that real estate. It needed that access. And so the job centers of Pittsburgh, the region, stretched far out from the city center, from downtown. And that's really much changed in that, certainly in the last few decades, the job growth, if it's coming from eds and meds, education, healthcare, financial services, technology, as it were, these are all things much more concentrated here in the city.
And Bream says that's meant rural areas outside of the city where once there were steel jobs have not benefited from the economic transformation.
Now, that phrase he used, eds and meds, implying services over manufacturing is the source of jobs there.
Yeah, that's right. Education and health services are the biggest sources of jobs here in Pittsburgh. The city has made a concerted effort to diversify its economy. It's courting tech as well. One of the challenges the city has faced in that is that many tech companies are moving into areas that have struggled with the legacy of redlining. Bream led me on a little tour of a neighborhood called East Liberty that for decades was economically depressed. Now there's redevelopment all around.
This was a very much an African-American neighborhood. It is now, with the 2020 census, not even majority African-American. It's about 40%.
And what is driving that change?
So there's a lot going on, but really new firms. There are a lot of the technology firms that are here in the city are here in the East End. And the folks who want to live close to that are probably creating demand for this housing that has never been there before.
In other words, gentrification. Now, there's a tech accelerator in that same neighborhood where they're thinking about how to bring in diverse entrepreneurs to counteract some of that, David.
We'll have more on that online if you miss it on the air. Marketplace's Nova Safo in Western Pennsylvania this week. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.
And before we go, the no human cashier's experience is moving from Amazon Go shops to a pair of new Whole Foods supermarkets coming to Washington, D.C. and the Los Angeles suburb of Sherman Oaks that'll use cameras and other sensors to bill you once you leave the store with your stuff. Whole Foods is owned by Amazon, and the company says these cashierless stores will still have the same number of humans on the payroll doing different things like helping customers and stocking. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.